Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. And our guest on this Monday morning is Sophia Mennert, on the road with the crew, Brewers and Washington, the Nationals, tonight. Hey, Sophia.
Hi, good morning.
So we just burned the tape on the last, at least the defensive and pitching tape, on the last 3 days. We should have an opportunity to get fat against Washington. The Nationals are not a great baseball team right now.
Yeah, look, I mean, the Braves are really good. There's a reason why they have the best record in baseball. Their offense is just really relentless. And I think the Brewers offensively did a pretty good job against their pitching staff. They scored 18 runs in the series. And, yeah, it's just, you know, you run into a hot team at a bad time, and that's kind of what happened. Is just they're putting up some offensive numbers that are quite frankly, we just haven't seen in a long time.
Definitely a positive to take away. Let's talk quickly about the trade deadline here. That comes up tomorrow afternoon. What did we say, Pancake? 5 o'clock, right? Local time? 5 o'clock local time. You and I both had an opportunity to talk with Brewers general manager, Matt Arnold. I think he's certainly out there, based on what he's told us, still trying. But just because he's trying doesn't mean that something else is going to get done here in the next 24 hours or so.
Yeah, they're always trying. You know, I do think, you know, they got Carlos Santana added on Thursday. He joined the team Saturday in Atlanta. He had his first home run yesterday. We saw some nice defense from him. I do think he is a piece that will really fit. He's a switch hitter at first base, tons of experience, been to the postseason 5 times, leading the league at first base with defensive runs saved. He just seems like a great personality to add to that clubhouse. And again, I think just the experience. So I think that was a pretty good piece to add. When we talked to Matt on Thursday after that trade with Pittsburgh, he said, you know, we're certainly still looking. We'd love to pursue other ways to continue to add to the team, continue to make the team better. I think Craig Counsell is absolutely on the same page as that. So yeah, we'll see. This is when it starts to get fun, because as we know, deadlines tend to make things happen.
Sophia, talking about additions for this Brewers team, obviously acquiring, you mentioned Santana from Pittsburgh. They can make an addition without losing anybody. Where do the Brewers currently stand right now with Brandon Woodruff?
He is going to start tomorrow, Tuesday, on the trade deadline. So he's going to, that'll be his third rehab start. He'll do that with the Nashville Sounds. So he and Brian Anderson were actually road tripping together to do that. Brian Anderson's going to get a couple games there after the back injury. So tomorrow's a big day for Woody, because if, you know, they obviously want to see how he feels for him to face AAA hitters for the first time after being in A-ball, and then also just the pitch count and how he feels after that, because after tomorrow they can determine if he's ready to go to rejoin the rotation, even if it's a shorter start, or if they'd prefer that he extend out a little bit further. So big night for Brandon Woodruff tomorrow.
Any Washington sites that you'll be taking in for the next couple of days? Touristy stuff?
No, honestly, I have friends that I like to see when I'm here. I've been here quite a bit, fortunately. So I think I've seen a lot of the sites. I do know, I think there's a group that might be doing a Pentagon tour or something. So, I mean, D.C. is always a great place to come. Just so much to see and walk around. And, yeah, so it's a great city to come visit.
Wait, like Pentagon tour, like the guys are, some of the players and stuff, are they getting like a top-level tour?
No. I believe some of the staff is going.
Brewers and Nationals, 6:05 first pitch, our time in Washington. Thanks, Sophia.
All right, thanks, guys.